This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
President Trump held his summit the other day, and as usual, the left, nothing came out of it or whatever. And what was good about it is, President Trump level set. He says, look, I have low expectations of these meetings. This is a first meeting. That's like a first date. All you're thinking about is just let me figure out as much as I can about what this fraud is going to say to me. Because let's face it, first dates, much of the time, it's fraud. It isn't somebody saying, here's who I am with all my flaws. Nobody does that. What people do is they put their best foot forward. So Trump says, okay, we're going to have this summit. I'm going to see what Putin has to say. He's met with them before. It isn't like they're complete strangers. But what I will tell you is what's made this relationship impossible, untenable, is what the left has been doing with this so-called Russian meddling and all that. Putin is smart enough to know that he's being made a political pawn. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. The idea that governments don't spy on each other is ridiculous. I don't remember who said it, but it was somebody recently in the news that went, what's the big deal here? Maybe it was Rand Paul. It was like, governments spy on each other. That's what they do. Governments hack. That's what they do. The United States is doing it. Why are you trying to act all sanctimonious, U.S.? And that's got to be what's incredible to Putin is he's going, look, guys, we do some stuff, but you're doing just as bad with us. You've got spies, CIA operatives. The NSA is monitoring everything we do. Don't play games with me. But are the leftists, are they going to tell you the truth about it? No. They aren't even going to tell you the truth about what they're doing here claiming that the Russians have monolithically decided that they're going to just target the Democrats. Play that clip from Devin Nunes.
Came out with the report back in March, and then the findings released to the public at the end of April. I've got the report right in front of me. Your reaction to these indictments?
Well, we knew about this a year and a half ago. Almost everything in the indictment we knew about. In March 22nd, we released our findings that you have in front of you right there. Those findings were available March 22nd. If you remember, the media mocked us.
Yes, I do remember.
They made fun of the Republicans. They said it was a whitewash.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats said it was a whitewash. Nearly everything the Democrats said about our report was that it was a whitewash. Then we had to fight with the intelligence agencies and the Department of Justice so that they would not redact and they would declassify our report. That was finished in April. So this entire report that you have in front of you, and including all you had to do was get to page 4, and you only had to read chapter 2, and you would have had nearly everything that's in the indictment.
That's pretty incredible. Look at all these redactions that you can actually see on the screen.
And it's page after page of that. And actually, there's more in this report than what's in the indictment. Okay, and this is what's very frustrating. So it's great that they indicted Russians. Yes, they did bad things. I mean, they're always up to bad things. We know that they have very sophisticated intelligence capabilities in Russia, and they're constantly attacking the United States and our allies. However, in the indictment, they leave out some really important people that they also went after. So the indictment plays like they're only going after the Democrats, when Bob Mueller and all his investigators and his lawyers know for a fact that they also targeted Republicans. Mm-hmm. Why is that not in the indictment? It makes the indictment look ridiculous.
Okay. So
I'm not saying they shouldn't be indicted.
The Russians,
I'm just saying that
we're targeting both Democrats and Republicans.
Yeah. And they know that. It's in our report. So why doesn't Department of Justice allow this to be declassified so the American public can see this?
So there you have it. Republicans target it, but nobody says a word. Why? Well, ask yourself a very simple question. If the Russians were targeting both the Republicans, the Democrats, and the Republicans, then what happens to the narrative? Is Trump working with them? The answer would be no. Look, the Russians are always targeting the Democrats and the Republicans. And here's a dirty little secret. They were targeting the Democratic Socialist Party, too, of Bernie Sanders. They're looking for dirt, any way to get in order to manipulate the system. What are we doing here? Were we being this naive? I think most people know this. And for those who don't, you have to tell them. It's ridiculous that we're having this discussion around who shot John. Russians are trying to infiltrate our elections and influence them. We've done the same. I'll tell you who's the worst influencer, the people who truly tried to steal this republic from you are the people who believe it to be a democracy, the leftists, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and all their minions. They're the ones who should be under investigation. If Mueller had a soul, this would have already spun back around. Look, it's going nowhere. I almost want to dismiss it. I don't want to talk about it. But I'm going to talk about it in the sense of how crooked it is. That's what I'm going to talk about. These people are incredible what they want you to believe. The level of fake news that we get day in and day out. I wrote a piece about it because I said, you know, how did the media wants us to believe that they are wholesome people, that they really are looking for the truth. They no longer, I don't know when it happened, but years ago, probably decades, they quit looking for the truth and they set the narrative. We did a thing recently where we just took a series of things, immigration montage, where they're all saying the same thing. There was a, you know, whether it was these kids being trapped at the border or when the tax bill montage. You can take any piece of legislation that Donald Trump has done. You can build a montage with 50 media pundits all saying identically the same thing. How cool. I mean, it's amazing to me that this even happens. But this is where we are. This is the world we live in. So look, I'm glad Donald Trump is gone to Russia. I'm glad he said the heck with you. I hope, I don't know what the scuttlebutt was. I'm waiting to get the truth. But this issue of the, will you extradite these people that our people have convicted? The reason why I absolutely positively would never ask that question is it would give validity to the nonsense. Barack Obama said in his own words, there's no way. What did he say? You'd have to only, I forget what he said, but it was something like only a fool would believe that the Russians could interfere in our elections. And he went on to explain how they couldn't. And suddenly we find ourselves embroiled in election meddling by the Russians. Why not the Chinese? Why not the Iranians? You know, there are many people who would love to see our elections, you know, redone. Hillary Clinton all but said it when she said, look at all these world leaders calling me. Do you think those world leaders aren't influencing people, buying time on new, you know, on the news outlets and things like that? It's patently ridiculous. And it's time we stood up to this. Anyway, we got a great show. Back in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There are differences in their testimony. On many cases, she admits that the text messages mean exactly what they say, as opposed to Agent Strzok, who thinks that we've all misinterpreted his own words on any text message that might be negative.
Remember when Peter Strzok tried to pretend that he was outraged at the idea that he, as an FBI agent, would dare let his personal opinion influence anything that was going on in an investigation. And he was all, and the Democrats were like, yeah, look at him. And they were clapping. Yeah, look at him. He's an amazing guy. He's a hero. Give him a Purple Heart. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Well, we don't give out Purple Hearts to scumbag FBI agents on the Kevin Jackson Show. And I doubt if you do either. But if you do, let us know. I'd like to know your theory on this. KJRadio.com. You can also reach us at 844-551-8255. Lisa Page's testimony is going to be part of the undoing. The undoing, the unraveling of the Democrats is right before your very eyes. You're gonna, every morning you wake up to Christmas presents, birthday presents, Halloween celebrations, Valentine's Day, your birthday, whatever else. Happy New Year, you name it. You are getting more gifts than you've ever gotten in your life. And the reason is the Democrats are so in, we're so invested in trying to crush Donald Trump that they just can't keep. How do you keep that tempest in the teapot? How do you keep that genie in the bottle? I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Yeah, it's coming out. And now, as I've said many times, the genie is so fat it can't get back in the bottle. They are in trouble. Lisa Page says, no, Strzok meant exactly what he said. That's what we were implementing. And then you look at the host of things now that's coming out, the previous text. We're finding out that maybe baby black Jesus knew. Yeah, Barack Obama. The Lord and Savior of the Democrats, the Messiah, maybe he was aware. White House counsel this, keep me posted that in the FBI. Where are the lines of distinction there, fellas? We're going to get more into that in a bit. Meanwhile, back at the Russian ranch, the Democrats have put a new strategy in play. They think their Alinsky-esque model will work against Donald Trump. What did the Koreans call him? Your Excellency? They called in a message they sent to Donald Trump, thanking him for all the things that he's doing, you know, trying to do to help them get things right. Your Excellency. That if it hadn't been for more things going on in the news, I promise you the Democrats, I can't believe the Koreans are referring to Donald Trump as His Excellency. Boy, if you know a Democrat now that isn't at least packing their bag, Democrats, get your bug out bag ready, man. There's no shame. There's no shame in your game. Look, we're only going to ridicule you for a little while, just a little fun teasing. Then welcome to the party. Because you know what? You got nothing left over there. You got nothing but anti-American, anti-Trump leftist scoundrels that want a new world order. They don't give a crap about the money you make. They don't care about your kids. They don't care about your future, the future of your kids or your grandkids or whatever. They don't care. They have been trying to rob you blind, doing whatever they could. Will keep anybody that you want out of power. Imagine if they're doing it at that level, at the highest level, sanctioned by the federal government. What have they done to your school board? You know how you complain?
Why are you teaching my kids about, you know, how to pray, you know, Muslim prayers? When did we start teaching Arabic, you know, to my kids? When did we start, you know, all these different things?
Oh, by the way, get your Christianity out of my schools. How dare you bring?
Don't you know about separation of church and state?
Oh, yeah, put the prayer rugs right there. Yeah, right there. Thank you. Thank you.
Anyway, don't you know about separation of prayer from church and state?
Every turn, folks. Did you see, who was it that hung a shot up American flag? A college hung up a desecrated American flag. It was intentional. They desecrated it and hung it. Not as a celebration of us overcoming in battle or anything like that. Nope, they just desecrated and hung an American flag because they don't like America. Like there's nowhere else to go. Go! Oh no, we're going to change it. No, you're not. Not on our watch. Anyway, the Russians now, the big deal, that's what the Democrats think they're going to hang their hats on. You know, the fact that now, oh, it's official. Donald Trump's, now he's met with Russia. So everything applies. Everything that we said before. See, we told you he was colluding with the Russians in the investigation. You know, this is like they can get in the Wayback Machine and say, well, you remember when Donald Trump met with those Russians in 2018? We told you his impact on the 2016 election. Okay. Thank you for that information. Back to the future, man. Yeah. They think we're stupid. And you know what bothers them? You know what really irks them? Is it every single day you go, no, I'm not buying that. Nope. You're not going to sell me on that one. They can't handle it. We got tons of things going on in this country that we should be talking about. I'll give you an example. San Francisco. When you hear the words San Francisco, you think to yourself, oh, beautiful vista views, amazing city on the ocean. You might think of Alcatraz and, you know, Girardelli's Square and the Pier 30, whatever, you know, all the different stuff. All these iconic images, you know, this just amazing stuff, the Golden Gate Bridge, all this stuff, right? Or do you think of dog doo-doo and, you know, hypodermic needles all over the place? Because that's what's happening in San Francisco. Let's play that clip. Oh, we don't have time? Yeah. How long is it? 2 minutes? Anyway, let me just talk about it. We'll talk about it more in detail because it really irks me that you can't. It's one thing to have Detroit go to hell. It's one thing for them. It's a whole other thing for San Francisco. I mean, I remember when I would talk to people and they'd say, "Hey, Kevin, you know, so where are you going to be going? So you do a lot of traveling." And I go, "Yeah, it's not that great. It's not like I'm going to San Francisco. I mean, I'm going to Cleveland. I'm going to Detroit. You know, you name off all these nasty cities." But San Francisco, even as liberal as it is, as crazy as it is, you always would think to yourself, "Yeah, but I could go to San Francisco." My intern kids, they're French kids. When they would get over here, I'd say, "Hey, you got to go to New Orleans. You got to go to San Francisco. You know, you name off the cities that you got to go to New York." Now you go to San Francisco at your own peril. I don't want to belabor it because we're going to talk more about it, but I want to go back to the Russian stuff and all these other things. That what I'm telling you is this, folks. What leftist touch does not, it can't do any good. It will not be successful. And now you have a president in there who says, "You know what? We got to end this. We can impact the world in positive ways." And think about this for just a second. Trump goes over to Russia. If the headlines read and the left were taught to believe, because they're just seals waiting to be fed their fish. But if they were to be taught, "You know what? Back the president. He's trying to get to the bottom of this Russian thing. We need to back his play. Let Putin know that America is in his corner." How would we be talking about this now? But now Putin knows we're divided. Russia has more ammunition based on that. Now, the good news for us is we have a president who isn't going to succumb no matter what. Putin has no leverage with us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by ProPure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The jury in the trial of former Donald Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort returned to court today for its second day of deliberations. Meanwhile, outside the White House today, President Trump spoke about Manafort.
I think the whole Manafort trial is very sad. When you look at what's going on there, I think it's a very sad day for our country. He worked for me for a very short period of time. But you know what? He happens to be a very good person. And I think it's very sad what they've done to Paul Manafort.
Investigators in Colorado say they believe they've found the bodies of the pregnant mother and her two daughters allegedly murdered by their father. Christopher Watts made his first appearance in court Thursday as a sole suspect likely facing three counts of murder. These friends of the couple stood by Christopher when they thought his wife was just missing.
We feel so stupid about that now, like trusting him to stay the night in the same house with our daughter.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
But suddenly, these texts between Andrew McCabe, the former deputy director of the FBI, and Lisa Page are turning out to be revelatory, talking about a meeting with the White House counsel dated October 16th of 2016, implicating possibly the President of the United States.
I want Obama deposed. Look, there's substantial evidence. There's this, an earlier text message from Page where she says, POTUS wants to know everything right. We're doing. How much more evidence do we need? At what point does Mr. Obama come out of hiding and offer his version of the facts?
What's up, people? Oh, man, the timeline is ugly. That was October 19th. And we connected some dots for you. So let's just, because I went to Cheryl Atkinson's page, and here's what she says. Early October 2016, Fusion GPS Christopher Steele, the Yemen-born author of anti-Trump dossier, meets in New York with David Corn, Washington bureau chief of Mother Jones. According to The Guardian, the FBI submits a more narrowly focused FISA wiretap request to replace the one that got turned down in June to monitor four Trump associates. October the 3rd, FBI seizes computers belonging to Anthony Weiner, and FBI learns that Clinton emails are on there, but waits several weeks before notifying Congress. October 4th, FBI Comey replaces the head of counterintelligence in the New York field office with Chris McGonigal. Now, look, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm giving you a chronology. I don't know what it means, but here's what I will tell you. If I were an investigative reporter, I'd look at who was replaced and why. Okay? On October the 7th of 2016, the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, and the Department of Homeland Security issued a statement saying the Russian government is responsible for hacking Democrat emails to disrupt the 2016 election. Now, what they didn't tell you was, theoretically, they had also hacked the Republicans. They didn't say that. They just said it's only a hack of the Democrats. That was in October the 7th. On October the 13th, Obama gives a speech in support of the crackdown on fake news, stating somebody needs to step in and curate information in the wild, wild west media environment. October the 14th, FBI head of counterespionage, Peter Strzok's emails his mistress, FBI attorney Lisa Page, discussing talking points to convince FBI director Andrew McCabe to persuade a high-ranking Department of Justice official to sign a warrant to wiretap Trump associate Carter Page. Subject line, Crossfire FISA. Crossfire Hurricane was one of the code names for the four separate investigations by the FBI conducting related to the Russian matters in 2016. Here's what it says, the text. At a minimum, that keeps the hurry the F up pressure on him, stroke email page, less than 4 weeks before the election. Mid-October 2016, Fusion GPS Steel again briefs reporters about Trump's political opposition research. Reporters are from the New York Times, the Washington Post, and Yahoo News. On the 16th, Mary McCord, named Assistant Attorney General for the Justice Department National Security Division. I don't know who she is, but look it up. You'll probably find out she's pretty nefarious. October the 18th, Obama advises Trump to stop his whining after Trump tweeted the election could be rigged. Now, Trump is suspecting there's something going on with the Russian story, the collusion, the whole deal. He said it could be rigged. And on October the 18th, Barack Obama says, there's no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's elections. Keep in mind, days earlier, a week or so, his own DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, Clapper, has just said that the Russians have tried to hack the DNC computers. And a week later, 2 weeks later, Obama says, stop your whining, Donald Trump. Then on the 19th, ex-British spy Christopher Steele writes his last memo for the anti-Trump, quote, dossier, political opposition research provided to the FBI. The FBI authorizes payment, and GPS has reportedly paid him $160,000. Now, I want to remind you of the text that Page sent to McCabe. Hey, can you give me a call when you get out? Meeting with the White House counsel is finally set up, and I want to talk to you about timing. Thanks. Yeah, thanks, Lisa. Yeah, thanks, Peter Strzok. Yeah, thanks, Andy McCabe. Yeah, thanks, James Comey. Yeah, thanks, Clapper and many others. Folks, this is as clear as you can make it. And you know what's so sad is that these people are pulling a Bill Clinton if I've ever seen one. I did not have sexual relations with that girl. They want you to believe the indisputable. Indisputable. I don't know who's going to crack. They're already. Don't see. When we say that, it appears that we're at the beginning of this thing. People go, "Oh, Kevin, nothing's going to happen, man. You know, what are you talking about? Nobody's talking about anything, man." Let me tell you something. Stuff's about to happen. Stuff's already happening. It's been happening. You're being told, you know, we're making this look like we're at the beginning of this. No, we're not. We're way through this. Don't underestimate Donald Trump and what he's doing, folks, smoking these people out. And you may say to me, well, come on, Kevin, you know, Donald Trump can't be that smart. He's not all that. You know what? I won't disagree with you on any of that, but I'll tell you this, God's pretty smart. If I thought this was just Donald Trump, I would give you some crap. I don't believe this is Donald Trump. I said earlier in the broadcast, Trump is like the Jews. He's God's chosen president. This is a dude that is snuffing out all the stuff that's going on. It's been going on in this government, and that's what he said he was going to do, and that's what he's doing. I compared him to Nehemiah, who was told what was going on in Israel and said, I got to go build a wall. It's so fitting if you know the Bible. I ain't trying to make you guys go study, different biblical people, but, it's uncanny. The man left a multi-billion-dollar enterprise to take on a job like this, and he wanted it. He didn't want it for the glory. I mean, if you want to say there's some glory in being president, let's face it, Donald Trump is a famous guy. Is he more famous as president? Certainly, but it's because he's a rock star. Let me tell you what Donald Trump is not going to be, will not let happen, and I believe it's at the grace of God. He will not be a failure as president. The left can search. They can do whatever they want. They can say whatever they want. This guy understands what it means to be a winner. He's going to make us winners. And I'm not saying it like some, lovesick schoolgirl. I'm telling you that I know the personality of people like him because I have it. I'm the same way. If you put your faith in me, I will let myself down before I let you down. You understand what I mean? Whatever I'm tasked to do that I believe is a commitment to people. And I don't, by the way, I'm not going to make these kind of commitments unless it means something. I'm going to succeed, even at my own peril. You've seen those guys in combat that run into the crap and go grab their fallen soldier, and you're going, holy crap, man, a sniper's still shooting at the dude. And the guy goes out and grabs and throws him over his shoulder and runs back, bullets flying, down, down, down. Done. Thoughtless. You don't even think about it. That's what Trump is. And here's the difference between him and anybody else we could have put in office. God is my witness, I believe this, and there are some good quality people that ran for president, and I like them, and some of them are my friends. None of them could have withstood what Donald Trump is going through right now. They would have folded under the pressure. There's not a single one of them. And here's what we better be hoping for as conservatives and pragmatists going forward. We better be hoping that the next person that wants to take that helm is learning, is sitting there watching Trump steer the vessel, right? Going, okay, why do we do that? And Trump's going, yeah, the reason why we want to do this and reverse the engines is this. And you want to sail into the, you know, into the wave and make sure you're not going sideways so you don't capsize. And be sure to make sure that you don't have any air pockets with the water swishing at the bottom of the boat, because that's going to give you some, you know, it'll make the boat list and ultimately, you know, turn over because we'll be too top heavy. You know, whatever. He's guiding these folks. They're looking, they're going, you know what, screw the press, screw public opinion. When something's going right, I'm going down that path, and I'm going to make people believe in it. And here's the reason why you always believe in Trump. There's something weird about this, but let me tell you, it's not that weird. It's because you know he has your best interest at heart. See, it's easy to say, you could be mad, like, I don't understand why Trump's having that meeting with Putin. But you know what? He does a pretty good job with all these other things, and he does really want to make America great again and keep America first, and I believe that. So I'm just going to let him do his job. It's easy to do that when you feel that way. Did you feel that way about Barack Obama? Huh? Huh? Don't make me get after you. Of course you didn't. You didn't feel that way about Obama because you had no reason to. Barack Obama, you knew, didn't have your best interest at heart. It was scary. And you're finding that out. You're finding that he colluded with the Iranians, probably colluded with the Russians. Hillary Clinton, there is no government that she hasn't colluded with who could put money into the Clinton Foundation. But these are the people that want to be in charge of you. They want to run things. And now they want to convince you that the guy who's lost over $1 billion, I heard a new report that he's lost another billion. And they want to make you believe that he's the guy that's against you. Donald Trump, he doesn't have your best interest in mind. He's colluding with the Russians.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
And lost in all of yesterday's news, another indictment handed down by the special counsel after 12 came down on Friday. Dr. Sachs, Congressman used the word damaging. Former Director Brennan used the word dangerous. As a practical matter, why was it dangerous and damaging to see what the president did yesterday?
Well, I think we're out of control in foreign policy, and it's in the hands of one completely unstable and unfit person. We don't know whether what we're seeing is dementia, psychopathy, compromise, but what we're seeing is extraordinary. He is breaking the alliances. He's breaking international trade. and Congress, and nobody has restrained him. What we saw yesterday was truly shocking. But it's been now several weeks, one day after the next, of absolutely shocking actions. I think his psychological state is really in question. There's a lot of signs of dementia. There's a lot of signs of deep personality disorder traits. And it's extraordinarily worrisome.
Shocking stuff. Shocking competence. That's what the left doesn't understand. They don't understand shocking competence. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Can you believe this? Out of control foreign policy, a foreign policy that has Russia in check, China in check, North Korea in check, Iran soon to be in check, Europe in check, ISIS on the run, and he says, boy, he's out of control. How could he possibly be bringing order when we are all about chaos? That's what the left is about. This guy has a PhD in something. And you know what? You're 1,000 times smarter. No, let me go Peter Strzok on you. You're 100 million times smarter. You're 100 million times smarter than a dude who owes a PhD who tells you that a man who has the stock market at an all-time high, who has unemployment at an all-time low, your consumer confidence soaring through the roof, double the GDP that his predecessor said was even possible, bringing real jobs to America, manufacturing jobs, giving people the ability to actually have job mobility, has taken away money that you have to pay to some brain-dead moronic legislation called Obamacare, giving you money back with his tax plan and his tax policy, has businesses investing back into our economy, has the biggest GDP in the history of this nation. We are the largest GDP in the world, bar none. 350 million people have a higher GDP than 1.5 billion Chinese, who are supposed to be the smartest doggone people in the world. And this guy tells you that Donald Trump is unstable, that he's unfit, that he's got some kind of psychopathy. And you know what he uses for this? Well, he's breaking alliances, NATO. Donald Trump goes and says, I want NATO to pay its bills. And you know what these guys do? They lose their mind. Oh, the United States, there's no way we survive without NATO. Let me explain something to you leftist bonehead morons with your PhDs. Happy to debate you clowns anytime, by the way. Just set it up. 844-551-8255. But while he's decrying everything Donald Trump is doing with these alliances, what these people need to understand is the United States has been asked to go into these wars. World War II, if we had sat it out, the entire world would be German. If it weren't for us, France would not, the French would be gone. We'd be speaking German. If it weren't for us, British wouldn't be talking like this. They would be speaking about some German with that British highbrow nonsense. If it weren't for us, this has no. Who's coming to the aid of us? We don't need these clowns. NATO, it is a privilege to have the United States in NATO. And for a president to say that, God bless him, because it's a fact. We pay $686 billion a year for the protection of this nation and the world. The next highest country in NATO pays $55 million. I'm sorry, $55 billion. You get what I'm saying? The entirety of NATO pays $284 billion for their protection, which is, I don't know, a 17, 18 countries. We, the United States, pay 2.4 times more, 240% more than the entirety of NATO. For all intents and purposes, they could throw their money for protection away, because the United States has the ability to protect them all. And we do. We protect the world. But he says we're breaking alliances. Yeah, we're breaking NAFTA. We're breaking TPP. We're breaking all these trade alliances that have gotten us $800 billion in debt. I don't need to tell you how bad that is for us. The 19th largest GDP in the world is our trade deficit if it stood on its own. And this guy says, oh, he's breaking all these international trade deals. You're doggone right he is. Thank God he is. People are crazy. And so now we're learning that Lisa Page says, no, they really wanted to get rid of him. Oh, yeah. They really – here are the email messages. They wanted to get rid of him. Now, by the way, it wasn't just a few people in Congress and a few low-level FBI people or whatever, however they want to present it. It's all the way up to the top. We're briefing White House counsel. President Obama wanted us to keep him informed. But they want you to believe we're the bad guys, right? Chris Farrell had some pretty tough words for Obama in this whole matter. He's with Judicial Watch.
But suddenly these texts between Andrew McCabe, the former deputy director of the FBI, and Lisa Page are turning out to be revelatory, talking about a meeting with the White House counsel dated October 16th of 2016, implicating possibly the president of the United States.
I want Obama deposed. Look, there's substantial evidence. There's an earlier text message from Page where she says, POTUS wants to know everything right. We're doing. How much more evidence do we need? At what point does Mr. Obama come out of hiding and offer his version of the facts?
Can you imagine Barack Obama having to sit in front of Congress and answer questions? And before and I know there are a lot of people who, oh, man, he would be so smooth, he'd get out. Yeah, he would be very smooth. There is no getting out of this. Remember when Obama said to some, who was it, like a reporter, he says, when did you learn of Hillary Clinton, sir?
I learned at the same time as everybody else. I learned from the media. I learned, it was the media. He told me,
And then we learned through the emails, it was a blatant lie. They had a code name for Barack Obama when he was talking to Hillary Clinton on her server, and it went directly to ClintonEmail.com, whatever. He blatantly lied. If he's sitting before somebody as a citizen of the United States and being deposed, it's going to be eye-opening. And by the way, here's a little tidbit for you. Black folks aren't going to care. They're not going to go, it's a witch hunt. They're going to say, no, let's get to the bottom of it. Because that's what the whole idea of this is, let's get to the bottom of it, right? Let's get to the bottom. So if we're going to get to the bottom, why not ask him directly? Did you have anything to do with the Russian targeting, whatever, of Donald Trump and all the related? I don't know how you answer the ask the question, but there's 5,000 ways to answer this question, and then there's another 5,000 more. Ask him any way you want. Did you do anything at all to impede this, or were you aware of any efforts to impede Donald Trump's president, Donald Trump the candidate, or Donald Trump the presidency? It's a simple question. And you know what he's... Of course not. And then they're going to go, oh, but wait a minute. Hold on a second. What about this? What about that? What about these meetings? Now, he can slip out. Well, you'll see those meetings were with the White House counsel. Okay, but hold on a second. The White House counsel is only responsible to you. Why would the White House counsel have any need to meet with anybody from the FBI investigation? Because it isn't like lawyers are sitting out there going, we're twiddling our thumbs here. Let's find out. Let's see how the FBI investigation is going into Donald Trump. Because we don't have enough to do. I guess what? There were no Fast and Furious. Nobody cared about that. Nobody cared about Benghazi. Nobody cared about the White IRS and the collusion and what's her face was doing. Lois Lerner. Yeah, the White House counsel had nothing on its desk, so it said, let's be proactive. It's ridiculous. This goes up to the highest level. This stinks to high heaven, or stinks to high hell, because there is no high heaven when it comes to dealing with the Democrats, in case you haven't figured that out. Folks, we're at the beginning of this. The Democrats, they wanted to extend. They've gotten what they've wanted. And I'm telling you guys, be careful what you wish for. I'm telling you also that I think that God has his mighty hand in everything. But in this particular thing, it's going down the path that we couldn't have scripted any better. Now we got Putin saying the Russians may have given money to the Democrats. Wow.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.